You're listening to WYSO News on NPR One and at WYSO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. Anti-abortion groups want disciplinary action taken against a Kettering doctor who performed an abortion on a woman suspected of being high on heroin. Both Dayton Right to Life and Ohio Right to Life have filed a complaint with the state medical board based on information they received from an Ohio Department of Health report. That report indicates that in 2015, the Women's Med Center of Dayton performed an abortion on a 31-year-old woman who was physically unstable and incoherent, possibly due to a mix of pain pills and heroin. Paul Kudron is the executive director with Dayton Right to Life. He says there is no indication in the report that the Women's Med Center tried to reassess the woman's consent for the abortion.
Informed consent is a very vital principle in the practice of medicine, no matter what the procedure. And the woman seeking the abortion was not in a condition where she would be able to give that informed consent.
NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio has issued a statement claiming the Right to Life organizations are painting a false picture of the incident. They say the Ohio Department of Health already investigated the matter in 2015, clarified the consent policy with the Women's Med Center, and found no other objections to the incident. For WYSO News on NPR One, I'm Jerry Kenney.